You know, over the years, we have talked to Randy DeWitt many, many times. He's been in the restaurant business here for a long time, going back to Rockfish. This is a tough time, though. Randy DeWitt, under Front Burner Restaurants, has Whiskey Cake and The Ranch and Velvet Taco and I Declare and 60 Vines and, of course, the Legacy Food Hall. But now he is operating as the proprietor of the Furlough Kitchen. Randy DeWitt joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you, David, my friend. We've talked many times over the last 25 years.
And we have been through lots of economic cycles together, but maybe nothing like this. But now you're the proprietor of Furlough Kitchen, where you're feeding out of a furloughed, I guess, restaurant workers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, you know, our organization has steadily gotten larger, and we operate a bunch of different popular concepts. And our initial attention was get those converted to curbside, contactless pickup of meal kits and things. And that's working pretty smoothly now. And last weekend, I would gathered some of our execs around the table, and we were talking, and Jordan Swim, who runs our catering division, it's called Vestals. He started that business. We acquired it last year. Said, no, all of our events have canceled. I have shut down the catering operation completely and sent everyone home. And I mean, I just couldn't accept that. So, you know, on the spot, I challenged them, why don't we reopen and just feed people for free, you know, that have lost their jobs during this, because you could put your 10 or so employees back to work. And, you know, it's just sitting there idle. I'm sure we'd be able to raise some money. And I mean, we put a plan together Saturday morning. We decided to rebrand Vestals Catering as Furlough Kitchen. So we put up a banner, partnered with City Square. A lot of people in Dallas know that nonprofit organization. They set up a donation page for us on their website. We launched our own website, furloughkitchen.org, and it's been wonderful. We opened yesterday. So that's, you know, for a company like ours that is known for creating new restaurant concepts, we usually take a good solid year to launch something new. This thing happened in like 4 days.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that going on. So tell me, so we have a sense of what's happening right here, but you operate in Houston and Oklahoma City, San Antonio, in addition to the, you know, Plato and Irving locations.
Yeah, in Florida, too. Yeah.
So is it the same everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the epicenters, New York and California as a state, has, you know, drastically reduced restaurants' abilities to operate out there, unless you're a you know, more of a fast food with a drive-through. But even our Velvet Taco brand has pivoted to this curbside, you know, contact free. You don't have to touch anything. You know, it's awesome. I mean, we should send you some video of people picking up food, and, you know, they prepay online, order their meal kit. You drive up, one of our employees wearing gloves and now a mask. I mean, we pivoted and started you know, wearing masks just as a additional safety precaution, because they became available to us. And you just pop your trunk or hatchback. We put the food in the back, close it, off you go. I think it's a lot safer than shopping in a grocery store.
You know, we've been through lots of economic times. You know, nothing, I guess, quite like this. This is... now we've heard, for example, that we heard on Thursday, I guess, the Cheesecake Factory is just not going to pay rent to their landlords. Grand Lux is the same thing. They're not going to pay.
I think they had to say that because they're a public company and disclose it. But, you know, look, anybody who's operating table service restaurants is getting decimated by. You know, what's happening because of the COVID-19 virus. And, you know, the fast food guys, people with drive-through operations, There, I've talked to many of those business leaders and CEOs, and they are actually doing quite well through this. What the sector of the restaurant industry that's really been hurt is table service. And, you know, many of my friends who operate similar restaurant concepts as we do have just shuttered the doors because they just couldn't seem to get the traffic and the volume. And, you know, somehow, thanks to some of our really quick thinking folks in the field, you know, running these restaurants, they came up with this meal kit idea. And it's working well enough for us to employ most of the managers, and it looks like about 8% of the hourly employees we're able to keep employed now.
You know, your industry doesn't seem to be blessed with a whole lot of people with very deep pockets, and you know the attrition rate of new restaurants, the life cycle is sometimes can be counted in weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the playing field going to be like out there after this is all over? And it's going to be all over someday.
David, I'm my head's down in the details right now of our day-to-day operations and what we're doing internally. But I get updates from the National Restaurant Association and the Texas Restaurant Association every day. Many of the smart people that are studying that topic are saying as many as a third of the restaurants that were table service are not going to reopen. You know, people are just leaving the keys on the bar and walking out. And that's just not going to be good for the near-term economic recovery if that happens.
Well, you know, we have this aid package that I don't know anybody ever quite yet knows exactly what's in there, including the people who voted for it. But Congress has passed this aid package, and there's money in there for small business or medium-sized business. They seem to have the mechanism down that you go to your community bank, it's backed by the SBA. Is this too late for a lot of your industry?
I don't think so. I think it's just in time. And it may be too late for some, but for us, we feel like it's going to be just in time. A couple of people in our finance department are following that very closely. And I mean, I have to, it's rare to hear me praise Congress, but I'm going to do it this time. I mean, our political leaders, you know, in record time, I think, you know, got their act together and they're pushing something out that's starting to really come into focus as of about midnight last night. And we think it's appropriate. We think it's going to happen swiftly, and they're pushing the money out through the right channels, you know, through SBA, and, you know, utilizing those government offices and agencies that already exist. Thank God we're not setting up a new government agency to execute this.
You know, I'm trying to look into the future, and it's very hard to see the future right now, but I know there are going to be a lot of changes out of this. I mean, after 9/11, we got the TSA and travel became, you know, somewhat more of a challenge. Out of this, I hear you saying you've been amazed how quickly, you know, your storefronts have adapted to doing to-go orders, or maybe people's habits change. Do you have any sense of what the other side looks like?
I haven't been able to focus on that, David. Food, you know, safety and sanitation standards, are going to be increased. Mm-hmm. That's good for everybody, not even to fight this virus, but just any germs, bacteria, and viruses. And, you know, just what the country's going through right now, I think we're going to learn. And the next time there's something spreading that threatens a pandemic level like this, I think our governments worldwide will react faster and contain it better.
Well, we look forward to getting on the other side, and we know you'll be on the other side because you've been through a lot of downturns. And I'd settle for about 30 of the 60 vines right now if I could access those, I think.
60 vines, whiskey cake, has great meal kits, I Declare, Mexican Sugar, Haywire, The Ranch, They're all open. Go to their Facebook pages. That's where you'll get the most current information and see the daily offering of the meal kit. The governor has allowed us to sell beverage alcohol now to go this way. So we're selling actually a lot of wine with these meal kits and six packs of beer and even cocktail kits. I got a cocktail kit made old fashions at home a couple of nights ago, and it was a lot of fun. And I don't have those ingredients. I don't have the bitters and the orange peel and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, go to your favorite restaurant, whoever you used to go to before, get on their Facebook page. A lot of people are doing the meal kit thing now, and it's a safe way to get food.
I think it's a great idea, and we always enjoy talking with Randy DeWitt, the CEO of Front Burner Restaurants and now proprietor of the Furlough Kitchen. We wish you the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. DeWitt, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.